From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. A half century ago, within the span of 2 years, three of America's rivers caught on fire. One of them was in Michigan. Those fires ignited the environmental movement. We're going to take a little trip back in time, but first, let's get my kayak.
We're on the Rouge River, and I'm going to take a little paddle down it to the Detroit River.
On this date, October 9th, 50 years ago, the Rouge River caught fire. Members of the group, the Friends of the Rouge, wanted to show me what it looks like today. Now, you might be thinking, how does a river catch on fire? Since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, waste oil and all kinds of contaminants produced by industry were simply dumped into nearby rivers and it was carried off. By the 1940s, Detroit industries were dumping close to 6 million gallons of waste oil each year into the Detroit and Rouge rivers. There were no environmental protections. Besides killing most of the wildlife in the rivers, it also soaked into scrap wood that was also dumped into the river. All you needed was a spark. The second thing you might be thinking is, I thought the Cuyahoga River at Cleveland caught fire. It did. That's the one most people know about. So let's pause this kayak trip for a moment. John Hardig wrote a book, Burning Rivers, Revival of Four Urban Industrial Rivers That Caught Fire. I talked to him far upstream on the Rouge.
Time magazine had this section devoted, first one ever, to environment. And what was the lead story? The burning of the Cuyahoga River, the pollution of Lake Erie. The Cuyahoga, it became the poster child of the environmental movement.
The Cuyahoga had caught fire several times before, but this time the news media made it widely known. Shortly after that Time magazine issue came out, the Rouge River caught on fire.
A worker had dropped a acetylene torch and it caught the river on fire. And it took 10 pieces of fire department equipment and the John Kendall.
Let me interject here. The John Kendall was a fireboat.
Not to put the fire out. You don't put a fire out and oil burning down a river, but to contain it and let it burn itself out.
People were outraged. The government responded. The next year, the federal government approved the National Environmental Policy Act, the beginning of pollution regulation and a model worldwide. Back on today's Rouge River, Sally Petrella talked about the river's future. She coordinates volunteers for the Friends of the Rouge.
It has so much potential to be a beautiful recreational asset.
In the midst of all the industry.
It's fascinating. I mean, you tell me that you weren't fascinated as you went by all of that.
It was very interesting and incongruent most of the time.
Yeah. You see the wildlife out there, and then you see the DTE plant. You see the Ford Rouge plant, but the river flows right through it, and things still survive in it.
The river is much cleaner than it was 50 years ago, but there are still some problems. Marie McCormick is the executive director of the Friends of the Rouge.
You still have oily discharges. You still have water temperature pollution. You still have a lot of impact from the industry, but again, at the end of the day, you wonder, where is it going to be? Where is it going to live? And it just happens to live here along the banks of the Rouge River.
In other words, these industrial plants are not going away. The Friends of the Rouge has improved a lot of areas along the river and has plans for a lot more green spaces so people can enjoy it more. But everyone knows there's work to do. John Hardig says there are a lot of people and a lot of groups at work.
So we have a long ways to go, but the future is very promising because we have some amazing non-governmental organizations that are doing continuous and vigorous oversight on behalf of all of us and are being the watchdogs and pushing everyone to do the right thing.
And they hope everyone is reminded that cleaning up the rivers of the Great Lakes is unfinished work. With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.